Hi, and welcome to the Financial Sanity Hour. This is Alina Lissauer, and I'm here with my father, Alan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of What Did the Fed Do Today? anyone following the Federal Reserve today? Because they came out with what's called QE3. And it's not the Queen Elizabeth III or the first or the second. What it is the Federal Reserve decided to buy up more bonds. So they're printing more money to buy up more bonds. And quite interesting that that would happen today, because the Federal Reserve chairman said unemployment will stay high for the next several years. So the stock market rallied, and the Fed is actually trying to lower rates even more than they are already. Will it work? This is one of the big questions. Well, first of all, for those who know what the Federal Reserve is, I hope everyone does. If not, that is the Central Bank of the United States, and they set the rates at which banks can borrow, which is zero to 0.25%. So in other words, any bank you're dealing with is not paying more than that. So it's kind of free money. Anyone get free money out there? If you do, raise your hand and jump up and down, because that's what the banks are doing. They're borrowing for free.
They're receiving free money.
Yeah.
The interest rates that they're handing out on credit cards and mortgages are still fairly high, including the ones that were originated before 2009. Do you have a mortgage that originated before 2009? We'd like to hear about it. If you can go onto our website, www.financialsanitynow, and contact us, give us your information. We might be able to help you, especially if you're on your interest rate only loan, and it's, you know, extremely high, 5, 6, 7. And yes, I said 5 because 5 is still pretty high, especially if you're only paying interest only on a mortgage. So
that's,
we would
right.
like to know about
yeah, we
your
want to
mortgage
know. We want
if,
to know
if you're interested in us helping you. We actually just got a Tumblr. It's called Financial Sanity Tumblr, financialsanity.tumblr.com. And if you want, you can go on there and check it out. We've added a lot of information. Some of our before and our afters. We also have a Facebook at financialsanitynow.com. And we also have a YouTube. And this is on the Best Deals LA show, Financial Sanity, or at our other name, Advanced Economic Strategies. So you can call us at 866-753-4028 if you have any questions. Or you can contact us through either one of these online sources or email us at alan@aes77.com. We're going to do something interesting a little later on in the show this week. We're actually going to read a testimonial from one of our clients, and we're going to tell you a little bit about their background just so you can relate to it on a personal note.
That's right.
We help a lot of people over here at Advanced Economic Strategies. We help people who are being foreclosed on in the worst-case scenario. One lady came to us. Actually, we were at a networking event, and they came up to us. She came up to me, and she said, "Can you help me to stop my sale date?" I said, "When is your sale date?" And she said, 7 days from now. And I told her, "I can't guarantee anything, but I'm definitely going to try." And we stopped that sale date. We postponed it, and then we finally got some assistance through with, of course, her help and guiding her through this. Since we are a financial consulting company. So do you have a home that is in a potential foreclosure? I mean, we're talking about the numbers of the people that were foreclosed on just in the month of August alone, compared to how many people we really wish we could have helped. It's astonishing. We've only helped a very small percent of our country's nation, which is the United States, for those of you listening in other countries. And I do know that we air to a lot of different countries throughout the world. And if you have any questions regarding finances, credit cards, debts, settlements, liens in your name that we could possibly help you out with, you could also read our book. It's the book that my father wrote Homeowners Relief Kit, the Homeowners Relief Kit. It's on the website, financialsanitynow.com. And if you just type in the Homeowners Relief Kit, you will definitely see that there is our book.
Yes, and that a great book it is. Not that expensive either, one might say.
What is it, $19.95?
$19.95. If you order now, we'll give you a special deal. $19.94.
He shouldn't be joking on air.
No, I'm always saying a few things.
Unfortunately, we have no way of personally discounting it, but if you don't have enough money, if you don't have the $20,
right, you let us know.
You can contact us through email or through our website.
Right,
we want to share the knowledge. Right. We want to share the knowledge. The point is sharing the knowledge. We've had people buy our book from Georgia, Missouri, Mississippi, New York, Washington, D.C. This was all just last week, so we want to help as many people as we can, especially in the United States when we're hit so hard with the foreclosures, with credit cards, interest rates, and everything else.
So I agree.
I just want to read a little article that I stumbled across. It was titled, Banks Labeled Slumlords. Over neglect. And the main focus of this article was actually on U.S. Bank, and we had a client with U.S. Bank who U.S. Bank really tried to take her home, and it was a giant battle. They wouldn't approve her for our President Obama's Making Homes Affordable program, and finally, you know, we debated all the information. I mean, for an example, she input a profit and loss income, let's say as an example, of $7,000. But the bank came back and said, no, you're already at affordability. You could afford your payment. You're showing $9,000. And the client, along with ourselves, are saying, well, where is it that you see this? Because $9,000 was never submitted, nor is it provable, nor is that the situation. So why is she being denied based on false information? That was a big battle just to stop the sale date. She ended up not wanting to work with U.S. Bank, nor work with them as far as a mortgage company that owns her home. And she's short-sold her home anyway, even though we got something through for her. So the article is on CNN. It's actually from a little bit ago, August 29, 2012, by James O'Tooley. Banks labeled slumlords over foreclosure neglect. U.S. Bank is the country's fifth largest commercial bank with 3,000 branches in 25 states. It's also the largest slumlord in the city of Los Angeles, which is where we're based out of, according to the L.A. City Attorney's Office. In a complaint filed last month, the office accused U.S. Bank of failing to maintain more than 174 closed properties, blighting neighborhoods, decreased property values, and increasing crime rates. If you want to educate the audience on what blighting is, Dad, I think that would be very helpful.
Blighting is basically when a home is left without anyone in it. No one's there to take care of it. Homeowners take care of their property. They have pride in their property. I'd say most of them anyway, mow their lawn, clean their windows, fix their roofs. They live in the house. But when they're not there, it's going to be blighted.
Neglected
is another word for blighted. Maybe gangs will live in the house, you know.
Right, the crime rate has actually increased because of these properties being ignored,
right.
These foreclosed properties that are being ignored. Also, just to draw light away from this article on Bank of America's website, there's a place where you could actually buy a foreclosed property. I mean, really, it's basically the bank is saying, let's profit off of the misfortune of others, where if the people who were getting foreclosed on, you know, would have known what they should submit, and how they should make sure everything's explained out in their tax returns, details, and whatnot, they could have actually gotten some homeowners assistance. They could have actually stopped the sale date, possibly received a lower payment. And over here at Advanced Economic Strategies /Financial Sanity Now, we actually help people lower their interest rates to as low as 2% on first mortgages and can be stretched out as far as 40 years. That's the Making Homes Affordable HAMP program. Our president has blessed us with, really.
It's been very good.
Even extended it out to 2013. We never had assistance like this. I mean, brokers were handing out illegal loans at high interest rates like they were nothing. So they knew that these people would default. They knew it. I mean, it was the mortgage, the real estate collapse was 100% predictable. It was predictable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Anyway, going back to this article, the allegations are similar to those made in the lawsuit filed by the city attorney's office last year against Dushi Bank. D-E-U-T-S-H-E. I'm not sure if
you're probably saying it right, but it's what they are, Dushi.
Yeah, actually, Dushi Bank is known to be an investor for a lot of
services. It's a German bank.
It's located in Germany, actually. We have a client.
Siegfried von Forsten.
We have a client who has a Bank of America second loan, and his investor is Dushi. And Dushi has been very difficult. They have not. He's laughing because of the name, but you know that's what it looks like. D-E-U-T-S-H-E.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's
Dushi
called.
Bank.
I don't know why they would decide to call themselves that, but here's a weekly tip. Check your investors on your mortgages. If you have a mortgage, if you know somebody who has a mortgage, owns a home loan, check your investors.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
The allegations are similar. Okay, so basically against Dushi Bank, as well as other complaints from activists around the country who say their communities have suffered as neglected foreclosures deteriorate the aftermath of the housing bubble. It's difficult to quantify the issue nationally, but thousands of homes may be at risk of falling into despair. Roughly 620,000 foreclosed properties in the United States are owned by lenders, according to Reality Track. The number of these properties known as REOs, or real estate owned, surged after the housing bubble, but since has begun to drop, down from over 1 million in January 2011. Still, of those 620,000, 24% had been waiting for a new buyer for more than 2 years, and 11% for more than 3 years or more.
That's right.
Really?
Yep. Believe it or not, it's true.
Yeah. Well, in some cases, banks hold their mortgage loans on their own book.
Other not times, many.
The loans not are many. Securitized, pooled together with other loans.
Right.
And though in those instances, a trustee distributes payments from servicers to the bondholders who own their mortgages. There are also government-controlled housing finance firms, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which take responsibility following foreclosures for the properties in which they have guaranteed mortgages.
Okay, interesting.
Well, it also says that new foreclosures jumped to 9%.
Well, it's a very strange thing that the banks are doing, though. A lot of lawsuits against foreclosures, a lot of rules. You know, it's really hard to say what the numbers are right now. I find it more confusing than ever. A lot of sale dates going out there, a lot of homes they're trying to pick up, but you don't see them coming onto the market. So that's another part. But let's get back to another point, because I think maybe we got off it for a minute. Remember, when you do have questions, you can send them to us through our website, www.financialsanitynow.com. And our job really is to help you receive financial sanity. One of the things about financial sanity is looking at what's going on in your life right now. And I want to go back to the rates the banks are getting, 0 to 0%, and say that if you have a credit card right now and you're paying 12%, that's outrageous. It used to be that the credit card rates were tied to the prime, and they'd be 2 or 3% above prime. So all credit cards should be about 2 or 3%. If you have $1 billion and you are able to make 2 or 3%, if anyone wants to do the math, but you're looking at $200 or $300 million. This is why the bank's profits are pretty outrageous. Remember, they're borrowing money at So if you're sitting there with any credit cards, $20,000, $30,000 or more, and you're paying rates above 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, some people are paying up to 29%, please call us. That is crazy. That is throwing away money, and it doesn't have to be. So credit card work is something we do. We're doing more of it. People are still getting into problems with credit cards, and we're able to, without ruining your credit, get you down to 0 to 4% interest on your credit cards. Consolidate them and keep your credit good. And yeah. I'm saying that is a great service that we're doing.
Once again, our telephone number, 866-753-4028, 866-753-4028. And, you know, if you have over $10,000 in debt and you're not sure how you're going to pay it off, please call us. We really might be able to help you. And it's important to address what you cannot handle. And it's okay to say, I won't be able to pay this off. I need to consolidate this, or I need to settle it out. It is okay. It is okay. This is what we do for a living. Call us. We can consult you on it and really help you out.
Yes, it's okay. And I think it's okay for, you know, I've run into a lot of people and they feel, hey, I've never in my life been late on something, Helena. Do you run into those people?
Oh, absolutely.
I've never thought that I'd have to ask for help. And I tell them, you're not alone.
No.
So many of us have never thought these things would occur. But please remember, you live in a contextual society. That means there's 330 million of us running around this country, and what we do affects each other. What the banks do affects us. What we do when we buy things. Everything has an effect in our society. And if you're living at a certain speed and a certain income and your money goes down, someone gets sick, someone gets divorced.
No, especially if somebody gets sick. That's recognized by most lenders as a medical hardship. And
right.
We've had, literally, we've known people that have passed while we have been helping them with the assistance. So
yeah, they just passed. Yeah. No, I mean, they passed away.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
My
father's
humor is absolutely ridiculous sometimes. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's just not. I might miss it when he's gone, but right now I kind of, can't stand it.
All right.
Okay.
And I
maybe
don't mean to embarrass you.
Maybe he'll control himself. I don't know.
But I just want to know if anyone's listening out there and you get a little chuckle. Okay.
Oh, my. Anyway.
Get a little chuckle out of the show, you know.
Back to the bank.
I mean, we can do a little comedy if you like, but we're trying to have a serious topic here. But sometimes, you know, Helena, when you have a serious topic, people want to lighten up a little bit. They don't want to be too serious.
Anyway, Dad, who would you say, in your humble opinion this week, and this is for the weekly bash on the bank?
Yeah.
Who would you say is the worst lender this week? Who is the worst bank? Who took the cake? What horror story have we dealt with this week?
Tell you a story. It's a story I would not like to tell. It's a story about a woman who used to live in England and came over here with her husband to start a business. And they started a business and they bought a house and he died. And she's alone. And she does make an income, and she has a daughter who's older, living in her house. And she got rejected by a bank called SunTrust. Now, SunTrust is a smaller bank; not everyone knows about it. It's headquartered in Virginia, and it's mainly a Southern bank. I don't know how they got her mortgage, but they did. It was a terrible mortgage. It was an adjustable mortgage. It was a high-rate mortgage.
What does adjustable mean for the audience?
For the audience, it means it adjusts. At a certain period, it's fixed, and then maybe after 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, it adjusts. Right now, I will say that adjustables are pretty low because they're pegged to LIBOR, which is the interbank rate in Europe, or to the 90-day treasury rate. So they're actually fairly low when they adjust. But these same loans several years ago were 8%. They can go anywhere. They can go any direction. So I think people feel, you know, maybe getting used to these low interest rates. And I will say, for those of you who have not purchased a home, you have some money, you may want to purchase with these low interest rates. They are very low. Now, you have to have good credit. You have to have certain other factors going for you. But in my lifetime, I don't remember the rates being this low. Will it last? No. No, nothing lasts. Capitalism, folks. Wake up, smell the roses. It's capitalism. Capitalism means change. Rates go up, rates go down. Prices go up, prices go down. Although I wish the price of milk and bread would go down. It hasn't. It keeps going up. The price of gas keeps going up. And I think that is, and I want to go back to the story with the Fed, I think that's a direct result of so much money being pushed into the economy, trying to push interest rates down. But what it's also doing, it's having an effect of pushing commodity prices up and the dollar down. And that is costing most people a lot of money. If you have a savings account, you get nothing. Okay, where do you put your money? Equities? Okay, you want to boost the equity market, that's one thing. But I think the policies that are going on, I think that they may be counterproductive at some point. And what I suggest is each person look out for yourselves, be responsible, get your mortgage low, get your credit cards low, and duck, because at some point interest rates will start rising and they'll go back. They can go back up to 20%. They were that under the Carter administration. We don't know where they're going right now, but let's hope for the best. Helena, but always plan for, you know, what could be a problem.
What could be a problem? Explain to us.
What could be a problem is inflation in the future and rising interest rates. You know?
Inflation and rising interest rates, and how does this occur?
How does this occur? It occurs the same way gas prices are up at $4.25. There's money in the economy, so traders who get a hold of this money at very low interest rates buy futures of a product, pushing up the future price. Now, you know, oil's been sitting at around $100.
Okay.
And
that makes sense.
You know, and then it shows up at the gas pump. So now you're paying for it somewhere else. There's nothing, it's like, remember things like a seesaw. You go up one place, you go down another.
Right.
Everything doesn't stay down. So, I don't know. It's a problem. I also want to bring up something else right now, and that's for all you people out there who have second mortgages or trying to get debt relief. That, and I'll read this article to you. It's from Jim Puzzle in the Los Angeles Times. It says, mortgage debt relief may bring new pain, a tax bill. A special exemption on principal reduction and other aid from banks in place since 2007 is set to expire at this year end. Some lawmakers are seeking an extension. Personally, I hope they get it. I hope we do get an extension, but if we all know the Congress, and what do they get done? So what we have now is people who reduce their mortgage debt, whether it's a first mortgage, a second mortgage. You know, in the past, before 2007, you had to pay tax on it as if it was a gain. Well, you gained something by relieving yourself of debt. Would you agree with that, Helena?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But the government said, look, you know, we're trying to straighten this out so you won't be taxed on it. So if you saved $100,000, you could be taxed $30,000. So you save it, but you don't have the cash, and now you get a tax bill for $30,000. Gesundheit, hey, what do you do now? I don't know. Take it out on a credit card? Take it out on a loan? Where do you find that money? So it was called tax forgiveness. And it was good up until, you know, the end of this year. Now, I'm hoping, and I say for all of you who have, you know, write your congressman, say, extend the Debt Relief Act. Extend it. That's something you can do. Write to your senators, write to your congressmen, extend the Debt Relief Act. It's very important. In the meantime, those of you who have second mortgages, second equity lines, etc., call us. 1-888-753-4028.
That's 866-753-4028.
Did we change our number?
866. Sorry, he's tired. He's been yawning this whole time. You guys can't see him. I have to deal with the sleepiness.
Well, that wasn't really nice, Alina. Especially considering you're eating a grapefruit right now.
I'm not eating a grapefruit.
I'm not yawning.
Anyway, at this half of the hour, we wanted to talk about a client that we had helped this last week. And her husband's actually in the armed forces. If you go to our website, I'm not sure. Did we put up the family photo of the Walters?
I have to look.
Her name is Deidre Walters. I've been working closely with her. And her husband,
lovely woman,
who's always gone, he is in the Army.
Navy?
Okay.
Who's joining?
Okay. So he's in the Navy, and he's always gone.
In the Navy.
And pretty much, they couldn't afford their payment. Their lender was Bank of America.
Oh, that was a terrible situation.
We helped guide them through that process, and they received a new payment, and they're now saving over $1,200. A month.
Wonderful woman. And she actually went to the same college I went to.
That's right.
Alumni. Hofstra University, for those of you out there, went to Hofstra.
That's in New York.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're helping her save, you know, $1,200 a month. And I don't know if any of you out there are actually doing some math. But if you do the math, Dad, do you want to do the math for us?
Yeah, I do want to do some math.
Are you too?
Well, how big was her mortgage?
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'll do it myself. So $1,200 times 12, which is in a month, she's saving $14,400
in
a month, and then it amortized just, you know, to another 30 years instead of, you know, going from where her loan already was at, which would have been 25 years. So times 30 years equals $432,000 even in interest in monthly savings. I mean, how many people out there would like to save almost $500,000 in interest on your mortgage?
No, I would.
Yeah, it was great. Honestly, it's such an invigorating
feeling. Our audience
feeling.
Is very
it's
happy.
It's an invigorating feeling, actually, to save somebody that much money, and especially when they're grateful and appreciative and actually...
That's right. And I think I'd like everyone to just know the math on mortgages for a minute. If you have, and I don't know what the average mortgage is out there, but I'm going to say it's $300,000. In California, of course, it's quite a bit higher. But let's say it's $300,000. And if you're paying a rate of 5.25, that would give you a $1,656 a month. Over a 30-year period, you'd pay $596,000. In other words, you write this number down. You'd be paying $296,000 in interest. That's on 5.25. Okay, now, if we take that same loan and reduce it to 2% on the $300,000, you're paying $1,100 a month. Very nice, over $500 a month savings. That's a 33% savings. But amortized, It's $399. You're only paying $99,000 in interest over the time of the loan.
Wow.
How much did I say before, Helena?
I wasn't.
Did you write it down?
No, I did not.
Eating a grapefruit again. Okay, so
sorry,
it's almost $200,000 less. $200,000 you just saved yourself on a $300,000 loan.
Wow.
It's the amortization over time, and I know a lot of you people are going to wonder, why I'm going to become 60, 70, 80 years old. Would I rather have that money in my pocket, or would I rather have it with my daughter eating grapefruit? Which one?
What he's saying is, would you rather have it in your pocket, or would you rather pay that money in interest towards the bank? Because what we don't know, we cannot change. So if you have a high interest on your credit card, if you're paying 9%, even 7%, what we do here at Advanced Economic Strategies / Financial Sanity Now is we've been able to get people interest rates as low as 0%. We've been able to waive people's interest rates, working with the lenders, not ourselves personally, working with the lenders, working with the credit card companies. And we really save people a lot of money. So it would be doing yourself a service if you dialed 866-753-4028 and you shared your personal finance story with us. Or if you have a question right now, you could dial in the station and we'll be more than happy to answer your question.
Right. Pick up the phone, call into the station.
There was an article on September 5th. Dad, do you want to kind of review that with our audience about the housing market?
Well, in CNN Money, and that was what date was this?
September 5th.
Okay, the housing market is improving in Nevada, Florida, and other important swing states. Here's what I caution everyone. Don't look at every headline that comes out. Let's look at the real statistics. Yes, has it improved slightly? Yes. It was 2%. I think we said that. You know, it was 2%. It's gotten 2% better after a 60, 70% decline. So I don't think that's great. In Nevada, it says there were just over 14,000 foreclosure filings in the second quarter. But the reason is that the Attorney General stopped foreclosures. It's not because people aren't defaulting. It's not because people could afford it. It's what the Attorney General said, that that's the state law cracked down on loan services practices. Short sales are on the rise. The banks are approving more short sales. Do you know what a short sale is, anyone? Helena, do you know what a short sale is?
You should elaborate, please.
Okay, what it is, not a sale to a short person. What it is selling the home for what the market will bear, but even if it's below the mortgage. So the mortgage is $500. It's only worth $300. The bank says, okay, we'll accept the $300. It's called a short sale. It's short on cash. But they agree not to do anything to come after the person who has the mortgage. Everyone signs off as if it's a sold home. Goodbye. Gesundheit. Hate. Everyone's gone. Okay? So that's what's important on a short sale. But, listen, you don't have the house anymore. You want to short sell your house? Maybe. Do you want to modify your house? Maybe. Do you want to keep paying your same mortgage? Probably not. Do you want to take advantage of low interest rates and refinance? If you can, I suggest do it. But remember, to do it, you can't do it if you're underwater. Okay?
Right.
So that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
If you're Fannie Freddie and you're underwater, you might be able to get with what's called HARP 2.
That's a program. We work with different programs, you know, and these are the programs that actually help people receive the lower interest rates, lower payments, mortgage payments in general.
That's right.
Okay, so just to get off topic a little bit,
Yeah. We
were actually going to have a member of the Green Party here, but
she's
scheduled for next week.
Really?
Yeah. So her name is Sherry Honkala, and she is the vice president running for the Green Party under Jill Stein. And she was, I don't know if you know her background, but She was a woman who was actually homeless and sleeping in her car with her two children. Her home was foreclosed on. So she's going to be a really interesting guest, and she wants to share her, you know, the Green Party platform with us, along with...
What's that platform, do you know?
Talk about her story. I know they're green, you know,
right.
They believe in...
Green.
So they believe in green. No, I attend a college currently, and I work full-time, but at my college, I apologize, at my college, 6 months back, I attended a debate where, like, a member of each party came and discussed why we should vote for their party, and does anyone want to guess which party member did not show up to my college?
The Republican.
You know, I wish I was lying, but it's true. It's true. The Republicans, they didn't send a rep.
I don't think they have a rep in your area.
I mean, really?
The Republican hasn't won in this area in a long time. Both our senators are Democrats.
But still, I mean, you would think, you know, they would try to recruit, right?
Well.
No? No.
I don't know. Let me read you about the Green Party, though. The Green Party emphasizes environmentalism, non-hierarchical participatory democracy, social justice, respect for diversity, peace and nonviolence. Their 10 values are grassroots democracy, social justice, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to read everything, but I think we all get the point. Grow your own garden. It's the Green Party's motto.
Well, growing your own garden in the Great Depression, which is the hardest time other than this time right now, that's what people actually did. I did an article, I did a report on growing your own garden in the Great Depression, and people got together in these big plots of land, and they worked together. I mean, imagine if we could work together. Imagine if the banks could hand out fair interest rates. Imagine. Just imagine that world. Here's another article. This is actually dated September 13th, which is today. Foreclosures rise in August. Foreclosures filings rose in August as lenders in several states continue to work through a backlog of delinquencies and defaults, according to an industry group report on Thursday. Foreclosure notices, including default notices, scheduled auctions, and bank repossessions, were filed on 508,000 properties during the month of August.
193,000 properties.
Yeah, that's an increase of 1% compared to July.
Right.
That's almost 200,000 properties.
Yep.
And then you have the average family at 3.5, which is 3.5 people. Who knows where they got the half from?
We don't know.
And, you know, that's almost 600,000 people that were foreclosed on. Where are these people going to live? They can't even pay their mortgage. How can they pay their rent?
Well, you know, some of them live in vans. Some of them live in tents. This is disgusting.
We discussed that last...
But it just bothers me so much.
Last week.
Why can't we make these homes more affordable for people? These people could have been modified and paid a reasonable amount. They wouldn't be foreclosed upon.
I agree.
Something's setting me about that.
I agree. And what are we really going to do? What can we do?
Well, I think, again, what we have to do is do what we can for our families first. And, you know... Talk to our congresspeople. Aren't they supposed to be doing something for us?
Yeah, we should really be writing letters, people. I mean, if you have a complaint, if you feel that something's unjust that's occurring to you, first off, call us, because we would love to give some exposure and shed some light on the situation. And second off, write to your congresswoman or your congressman. And mind it, you might not get the response that you want, but it's worth a shot, people. It's worth attempting the assistance.
That it is, Helena, and I'm very proud of you. I'm glad you finished your grapefruit.
Oh, my God. Dad, you need to drop the grapefruit comment. The audience isn't getting a laugh out of it. You're just being special.
Okay, so let's talk about something that's dear to my heart besides you.
God.
And that is credit card debt.
You are so interesting.
For those of you out there who have credit card debt, I really suggest go to our website and take a look at it and put your name down so we can contact you and let you know how to save money, okay? The whole idea is saving money, all right? And so let's talk about some more things with home prices. There could be a little bit of a turnaround in prices, according to Kay Schiller, National Home Price Index. Da da da. 3 months ended. Okay, so I don't know, Helene. You're just handing me this.
How many people would like to take a vacation this year? How many people would actually like to, instead of paying these excessive minimum payments and interest towards your credit card lenders, or a very high mortgage because your interest rate is so high and you're only paying an interest only, how many people would actually like to take that extra $1,000, extra $500, and put it into a savings, and just in case I get sick, I know that I don't have to worry. I know that my mortgage will be paid. I know that my family will be fed. I know that I can pay my medical bills. Really, how many people out there would actually like to feel secure? You should call us. You should really call us, because we will, you know, at least look at your financial situation and advise you in the best way possible what you can do, what you should do. In some situations, we even handle it for you, especially when, you know, somebody's ill, elderly, incapable of handling it. 866-753-4028.
Yeah.
And also, we wanted to kind of talk about the convention.
Oh, yeah. That's really interesting. Did you watch both conventions, Helena?
I did not. I only watched the Democratic. Sorry.
Well, you should always watch.
I know. I don't have
everyone, you know. Okay, well, listen. Mittens Romney gave a speech where he didn't mention housing. He didn't mention Afghanistan. And actually, I don't think he mentioned anything else.
Really?
Yeah, he wasn't too much on, you know, mentioning things.
Okay. What did he mention?
He was mainly talking about social values, women's issues, which he's kind of against.
Well, did you know in this country that the wealthy are 288 times richer than the average American?
Oh, I've seen that. The gap is growing every moment.
The wealth gap between the richest Americans.
Yeah.
Is, I mean, we're 288 times.
Yeah.
That's royalty. That's royalty in peasants. Mm-hmm. If anybody out there watched Hunger Games, it almost reminds me of what the world would look like if the 1% ruled over the 99%.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really need, you know, to regulate some of these situations. Why is it that certain people that are making over $250,000 are paying as low as 15% in taxes when the average American is paying as high as 31%? That's not right.
Well, let me put it like this. The top 1% saw their average wealth grow to $16.4 million per family, per person, up 9.6%.
Well, yeah, I mean, they could buy all these foreclosed properties. Why not?
Well, you know what I say to people?
Donald Trump.
Go out and buy some foreclosed properties yourself, you know? But the problem with these expanding, there's nothing wrong with being rich. There's nothing wrong with making money. What is wrong is not to share the wealth,
yeah.
Not to allow.
Yeah,
in California, we have a school system that's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we're not funding our community colleges. Our colleges, UCLA, now cost $20,000 a year to go to. It used to be free. So some of our brightest students, for lack of the money, who are not in that 1%, are not going to college. And now you're going to have an even greater gap, because we know, and I think Helena knows this very well, since she is a Dean's List honor student, that education is what's important. Education is what sets people apart.
Absolutely.
And I do congratulate her on her Dean's List.
It's not just about being educated. It's really about making the effort. You know, deciding to go through with something, it's a big deal. And in each class, not even concentrating on a particular field, you learn a little bit more about yourself.
That you do.
And that to me is enlightening, and it's worth, you know, going from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night.
And I'm very proud of you for doing that.
Thanks.
For sure. So let's look at some more real estate information.
Okay.
And I agree, it seems to be getting a little better, but it, from where it came, is a lot more to go. Okay. And let's do a little realty check. You know, let's do a, like, what's up in real estate for real. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of the main questions, it says, one of the latest articles says, more homes are above water, but some sellers still suffer. Okay? As home prices rise, equity rises, and some mortgages are not. 1.3 million homes that were previously worth less than the mortgages came back into positive territory. Billions of dollars in home equity are returning, but what exactly do homeowners do with this newfound cash? They can't take it out of the homes the way they used to. In fact, they're also already putting more cash during refinancing. So, you know, real estate is what will the market bear? Who will pay what? And the idea that the banks have right now in they're holding the foreclosed homes off the market. Okay. Are you there, Helena?
I'm here.
Okay. So we're not seeing, you know, money come out, but we're seeing near equal equity on certain houses. But people can't move. They can't move because their equity positions are still very low. So it's nearly 10.8 million or 22.3% of all residential properties with a mortgage were in a negative equity position at the end of the second quarter. Additionally, 2.3 million homeowners had less than 5% equity. Okay, so, you know, we have a fluid changing market here. We should all be aware of that. And mainly be aware of who you are, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And what you're doing.
Definitely. It's very important to know what you're doing. Dad, I think you're spending more time reading than talking to the audience.
Well, I'm reading these articles that I want to share with the audience.
Yeah. Well, since it looks like my father really needs to do some research, we're actually going to air the commercial right now that we've been ending our show with every single week, and it's titled on YouTube, AES, as in Advanced Economic Strategies and FinancialSanityNow.com on Best Deals TV Show. So if you have any questions, you can email Alan@AES77.com, or you can email me, Helena@AES77.com. Dad, I have a feeling I'm going to get more emails than you.
I think so.
My first time airing my email out. Or you can call us at 866-753-4028. Please be sure to like our Facebook page by typing in Financial Sanity Now. That's on our Facebook page. We also have a website, www.financialsanitynow.com. And that's where you can find the book, the Homeowners Relief Kit. Also, our YouTube, as I already mentioned, the AES and financialsanitynow.com and Best Deals TV Show, and our Tumblr, financialsanity.tumblr.com. Thank you so much, folks, and I hope you have a beautiful week. Here is the commercial. Dad, do you want to wish the...
No, I want to wish everyone a wonderful week.
From the same period last year, with a record number of people either underwater or just unsure of who to turn to find a solution. Best Deals recently found one company that is helping thousands of Californians get back on track and keep their homes. Alan Lesore has helped hundreds of homeowners save their homes, reduce their credit card debt, and their monthly expenses.
No one knew home prices would go down 40, 50, 60%. This is unheard of in all of our lifetimes. And they need to understand the context. Once they understand that, they can realize that it's really not their fault. Yes, they signed a paper. I agree. Everyone bears a level of responsibility, but we also bear a responsibility not to bankrupt our families and to look ahead a little bit.
Many people lose their entire savings trying to keep their home.
If I'm earning so much money, whatever that money is, and I can see that now I'm pulling out of my savings to pay my mortgage every month, be proactive and come and talk to us.
But is there a time when it's too late?
When the house is sold, it's too late. Up until then, if we even have, give me 10 days before the sale, we can still do something. I can't promise anything, but get in touch with us. Definitely, if you get a sale date posted on your home, because that's the way it works in California, actually post it on your house, do something.
Alan has many satisfied clients happy to share their own experiences.
The staff at AES helped us to lower our interest rate from 6.5 to 2%. That was really amazing. We're so happy.
I can't tell you what a relief it's been, and they were easy to work with. When I talked to Alan in September of last year, he says, this is what you're going to get. I'm going to save you over $1,600. He did everything he said he was going to do.
He took care of everything. He was always there whenever I needed him. If I placed a call, he called me back or he took the call immediately. I had his cell phone number. The people who work for him are really understanding. They're really caring people, but they're really good at their jobs.
We can reduce the rate on people's credit cards. You might be paying 8, 9, 10% down to zero. Another thing we do is we negotiate what's called settlements on second or third mortgages. We negotiate those down to maybe 10 or 13 or 15% on the dollar, and then it gets removed from the house and gets removed from you personally.
It lowered it from an average of $850 a month to $325. I mean, that's amazing.
We are saving over $1,000 a month, but more importantly for me is just the peace of mind knowing that we're staying.
Whether your home is underwater and you're struggling to make your monthly payments or your credit cards have simply gotten out of control, call Alan today at 866-753-4028. You can also log on to our website for more information at bestdealstvshow.com.
Thank you so much, folks, and for those of you out there listening, those are live testimonials. Those are real, you know, those are not paid actors. They kind of look like paid actors because they look so good, but they are real. That's a real-life testimonial that you could actually view on our website from various clients that we've helped in the past. I wish each of you the very best week, and I hope each anybody out there that needs our assistance contacts us. And I will speak to you all next week. Take care until then.